بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد we continue discussing the issues that the author رحمه الله تعالى he has mentioned with regards to المحبة المحبة love Mahabbatullah Azza wa Jal, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have seen that this is the fundamental and the foundation of the deen, to love Allah Azza wa Jal, and to love Him, the love of servitude, and the love of compliance and submission, and the love of surrender with sincere hope and faith, and trust and reliance. Loving Him and praising Him and thanking Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Him, alhamd, to praise Him and magnify Him and glorify Him, coupled with love, praising Him for His beautiful names and attributes of perfection, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise loving Him and praising Him and thanking Him for His blessings that cannot be counted and cannot be enumerated, blessings in the dunya and blessings in the deen. So the foundation of al-Islam and the foundation of worship, rather the soul and the essence of worship and its base and foundation is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to love Him. And this comes from knowing Him, Tabaraka wa ta'ala. And based upon that love, one will love what Allah loves. One will love what Allah loves and whom Allah loves. And one will likewise dislike what Allah dislikes. This is what this requires. The true love of Allah Azza wa Jal necessitates for a person to love the things that Allah loves and to love the people whom Allah loves and to have an allegiance with them, and to try to be in their company and along with them and upon their path and near to them. And also this requires for a person to dislike everything that Allah dislikes, and then also to stay away from that and to avoid it. And also to dislike those whom Allah dislikes. So we have seen many of the affairs with regards to this, and we have the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then that means loving for His sake. And the one who one must love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal specifically and in a special manner, that is the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that specific type of love for the Messenger, likewise it is for the sake of Allah. وَالنَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمْ لَا يُحَبُّ لِذَاتِهِ لَا يُحَبُّ لِذَاتِهِ He's not love for His essence, not love the Prophet for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, this is shirk. But we love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of Allah. So therefore that love will be regulated. Therefore that love of the Messenger will be regulated. The love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the heart of a believer will be regulated by the legislation of Allah azza wa jalla. It would not be according to desires. From that is that one will love the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sincerely, more than he loves his own soul, and more than he loves his family, his father, his child, and more than he loves all mankind, and more than he loves the wealth and everything. He will prefer the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over the love of all things from the dunya, over the love of all things from the dunya. And this is from the completion and the perfection of the love of Allah. And this is from the completion and the perfection of the love of Allah. Rather, this is the sign of the truthfulness of the claim of a person that he says, I love Allah. And all believers, no doubt, they love Allah. But the love that they have for Allah in their hearts fluctuates. And it's not all one level. The believers are not all one level with regards to their love for their Creator and their Provider and their Sustainer. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has placed a sign because this is from the affairs of the unseen, the issues of the hearts. This is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are signs that indicate that which is inside of the hearts, and the sign that one's claim to the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, or his claim for the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, the sign for the truthfulness of that is that he will follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That he will follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because claims, they're easy. And to state this statement, it is easy. And even maybe the disbelievers will claim that they love Allah, or that they love the Creator, that they love God, so on and so forth. And this is something that the people claim and that they state. And it occurred in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there were individuals who made that claim. And they said that they love Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he tried them. And he tried this ummah to test them to see their sincerity. Because claims are easy. And the people of knowledge, they mention, وَالدَّعَوَى مَعْلَمْ يُقِيمُ عَلَيْهَا بَيِّنَاتٍ أَسْحَابُهَا أَدْعِيَاءُ, that the claims, that if the people do not establish proofs for them, then those people, they're just claimants. They're just making claims. Anybody can make a claim. But that claim, it requires an evidence and a proof for the authenticity and the correctness of that statement and that claim. So this is the issue here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tried the people. And he tried the people with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with ar-Rasul salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. Allah Azza wa Jal, he is al-Mursil. He is the one who sent the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ar-Rasul, he is the Messenger, al-Mursil. So in order to have the love of al-Mursil, you have to follow al-Mursil, ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of this, Allah, he commanded his Prophet to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهَ. Say to them, O Messenger, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you truly love Allah, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then you must follow me. Then you must follow me. يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهَ. At this time, Allah will love you. At this time, Allah will love you. So here, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this is the proof. This is the proof for the authenticity of that claim. And likewise, the fruit and the benefit of that. The fruit and the benefit of that. The proof for the authenticity of someone's claim that he loves Allah is that he will follow the Messenger. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you truly love Allah, then follow me. So this is the sign that somebody truly loves Allah. So if he does not follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what he says with his mouth is a lie, and it's a false claim and a statement, and he's speaking from his desires and whims, and he has no proof to back that up. Rather, he is contrary to that and conflicting with that in his actions. And statements that are contrary to the actions, they have no benefit. Rather, they're blameworthy. Rather, they're blameworthy. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he made the condition. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ. Say, if you truly love Allah, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. So مُتَابَعَةُ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَالِاكْتِدَاءُ بِهِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. This is the sign. This is the sign. If we see people claiming anything, what do we do? Do we accept that from them? Nah, there always has to be a proof and a testification to that. So somebody who has good words, this is a good sign. But if his words are conflicting with his actions, then this is not a good sign. So therefore, the statements alone, they're not sufficient. Rather, a person, he will examine an individual from his statements and his deed, from his statements and his actions. So the believers, they claim they love Allah. Then we see, are they following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is he steadfast upon the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is he aware of the details of the daily affairs and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he comes and when he goes, and when he sleeps and when he wakes, and when he eats and when he drinks, and when he rides and when he enters and when he exits sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he deals with the people? How did he deal with the people that were his companions and friends? And how did he deal with the people that opposed him? And how did he deal with the people that were ignorant and made mistakes? So on and so forth. How did he move, and what was his manners, and what was his conduct? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كان خلقه القرآن. He was someone who complied to the Quran, and he applied the Quran, and he would make al-imtithal, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, compliance and performance of the application of the commandments. Wal-ijtinab, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, staying away from the prohibitions. This is his way. This is his way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, applying the Quran. So therefore, if somebody truly loves Allah Azza wa Jal, then he will follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the alama. This is the alama. This is the sign. This is the dalil, the proof that someone loves Allah. So a believer now, he can check his own soul, and he can check his own affair, and he can examine his own issue, and he can take himself to account. And he can take himself to account. How firm or how much do I really love Allah Azza wa Jal? By looking into his knowledge of the Sunnah and his application of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also in this verse, there is the result of that and the fruit of that. And that is in the response to this affair. يُحْبِبْكُمْ Allah, and Allah will love you. And Allah will love you. So if you do the first one, you will have the second one. Which one is greater? Second. The second one. If you follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a true sign that you love Allah. And if you follow this condition in fulfilling your claim to the love of Allah, then you will have greater than that. You will have greater than that. Greater than you loving Allah is that Allah will love you. Greater than you loving Allah is that Allah will love you. That's why it's been mentioned in Tafsir Ibn Kathir. He said, قَالَ بَعْضُ الْحُكَمَاءِ, some of the people of wisdom and knowledge have mentioned, لَيْسَ الشَّأْنُ أَن تُحِبْ وَإِنَّمَا الشَّأْنُ أَن تُحَبْ, that the affair, yani the true issue, was really important. It's not that you love, but it's that you are loved, that you are loved. So all of the believers, alhamdulillah, they love Allah. And all of the believers, alhamdulillah, Allah loves them, no doubt about that. But that love fluctuates. And the more one loves Allah, the more he will follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the more love he will have from Allah. And the more aid he will have from Allah. And the more success he will have from Allah. And the more assistance and support and protection he will have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until he will be upon a straight path, upon light and insight in his affair. As a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will teach a person how to worship him. He would teach a person and guide him how to say that which is right in every situation, and do that which is noble and good in every circumstance. This is from having the love of Allah. He will guide you, and he will protect you, and he will aid you, and he will help you, and he will put you in situations that are beneficial for you, and save you from situations that are humiliating and the likes like this. This is all from the fruits of having the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. In order to do that, one must follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, he says, إِن تُطِعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا, if you obey him, meaning the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be guided. And Allah, he only gives the guidance to those whom he loves. So therefore, the affair goes back to following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is such a great and important affair. And we find that much of the ummah, they have turned away and thrown the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behind their back, and they have replaced it. They have replaced it with customs, and they have replaced it with innovations, and they have replaced it with things that they think is good and the likes like this, and they have no foundation in the deen. They have no benefit for them whatsoever, whether it's a means to take them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in creed and belief, and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in worship and ibadah, and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in dealings and contracts, and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in manners and etiquettes, this is very important. And this is a sign that Allah loves you. And this is a sign that Allah loves you. And being concerned with that is a sign that you're truthful in your claim to the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين الفقه في السنة الفقه في الدين في السنة. If Allah wants good for somebody, and he loves them, he wants good for them, then he will give him understanding in the deen. He'll give them understanding in the deen. They'll not be ignorant of the affairs that they are involved in. Understanding in the deen, meaning that they will be able to walk upon clarity in that which is permissible and allowed for them in all aspects of their life. And they'll be able to perform the obligations in a manner that is good. And they'll be able to perform the obligations in a manner that is correct. And they'll be able to see clearly that which is impermissible and avoid that and stay away from that because they have light. Because they have light. Many people, they perform the obligations in a manner that is not accepted or in a manner that is deficient because the light of knowledge in their heart is deficient. And many other people, they fall into that which is impermissible and haram. Even some of the Muslims, they fall into that which negates their Islam. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ All because of a deficiency in light, a deficiency in knowledge. So the sign that a person is sincere and truthful in his claim to the love of Allah Azza wa Jal is that he will learn the legislation of Allah. That he would be diligent to learn the deen of Allah and the sharia of Allah. And this is clarified in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The revelation of the Quran, no doubt, but the detailed clarification of that is in the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Kathir, he mentioned about this verse. Rahimahullahu ta'ala. هذه الآية حاكمة على كل من ادعى محبة الله وليس هو على طريقة المحمدية وليس هو على طريقة المحمدية. He said, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, that this verse here, which verse is it? قل إن كنتم تحبون الله. Some verses in the Book of Allah, they have names. The people of knowledge know them by names. What is the name of this verse? Ayatu. Al-mihna, al-ibtila, na'am, but the scholars, they say in the same meaning, but they call it al-mihna, ayatul mihna. Al-mihna means ibtila, or iktibar, or imtihan. They call it ayatul mihna, the ayat of the test, of the trial, to test the people. Also, some people, they call it ayatul mahabba, because this is the means, the verse is clarifying the means to have the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the test and the means to have the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. So he said that this verse here, Ibn Kathir, Rahimahullah, he died in 774. This very beautiful, beautiful statement and important likewise. هذه الآية حاكمة. That this verse is a judge. This is a judge against everybody who claims that they love Allah Azza wa Jalla and they are not upon the way of the Prophet. It's a judge against them, judging against them. He loves Allah, and he's not on the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not in his creed, or not in his worship, or not in his manners, or not in his conduct, any one of these affairs. If he's not in accordance with the sunnah or on the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all of these affairs, then that love is deficient, and his claim for that love is deficient accordingly. Then that love is deficient in his heart accordingly for Allah, and his claim likewise is deficient accordingly. هذه الآية حاكمة حاكمة على كل من ادعى محبة الله وليس هو على طريقة المحمدية. That this verse here, it is a judge ruling against everybody who claims that they love Allah and he's not upon the way of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, now فإنه كاذب في دعواه في نفس الأمر. He said, because at the same time, in reality, he's lying in his claim. Meaning that the one who claims that he loves Allah Azza wa Jalla, but he does not follow his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying words that are not true. He's lying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has mentioned in more than 30 verses in the Quran the obligation of following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his book, in the Quran. Allah has mentioned the obligation of following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Numerous verses where Allah coupled following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and obeying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his obedience, with the obedience of Allah azza wa jal. Numerous verses in this manner, Allah has commanded us to obey Him and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or to follow His Messenger, and the likes like this. Even verses mentioning that if you obey the Messenger, then verily you have obeyed Allah. Whoever obeys the Messenger, then verily he has obeyed Allah. So the condition for obeying Allah is to obey the Messenger. And the sign that someone is truthful and their love of Allah is that they obey and they follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, فَإِنَّهُ كَاذِبٌ فِي دَعْوَاهُ فِي نَفْسِ الْأَمْرِ حَتَّى يَتَّبِعَ الشَّرْعَ الْمُحَمَّدِي وَالدِّينَ النَّبُوِي فِي جَمِيعِ أَقْوَالِهِ وَأَحْوَالِهِ كَمَا ثَبَتَ فِي الصَّحِيحِ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ قَالَ مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدٌّ. That this is the case, that he's lying. If he claims that he loves Allah and he's not following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he's lying. And this verse right here is a rule, a judge and a rule against him. And it will not be true until he follows the prophetic, until he follows the legislation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just has been established in the authentic narrations that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that whoever does a deed that's not in accordance to our affair, then it will be rejected. Then it will be rejected. If he did a deed claiming that he loves Allah and he wants to draw near to Allah because he loves Allah, even if he's sincere or claims that he's sincere, he wants the love of Allah, but he did not follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be rejected. It will be rejected. It will not be accepted. And this is the affair. So therefore, if a believer, he truly wants the love of Allah azza wa jalla, he has to comply to Allah. And this is the reality about Islam, compliance and surrender and submission. And a true Muslim, he's someone who submits to the command of Allah, and he submits to the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. A Muslim, and this means compliance. And we have been ordered and commanded, and it's an obligation upon us to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a command and an order from Allah Azza wa Jal. A command and an order from Allah Azza wa Jal. So a person's Islam is on the line here. Is he a real Muslim? How strong is the Islam? A true Muslim, a Muslim with strong Islam, he is the one who knows the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he knows his sunnah, and he follows him, and he takes preference to the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over the statements of all of the people, over the statements of all of the people. He will never put the statement of another man, no matter how great he is, in front of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not the case. This is not the case. So a believer, he has to check himself and to take himself to account. And this verse here is the means for that. Take himself to account with regards to the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Take himself to account with regards to the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, and look into his situation sincerely with his own self between him and his Lord, and examine his affair. And if he finds that he has some good, meaning he's aware of the legal ways of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he works by way of them the best that he can in many of his affairs, then he will say Alhamdulillah. And he will know that's a favor from Allah and a blessing from Allah. And if he were to look around him with this issue, he will find that he has been selected and preferred over much of the people. And he'll be very thankful and humble. And he'll be very thankful and humble, because many of the people, they do not have that blessing. They do not have that blessing. And without this blessing, all blessings are nothing. And without this blessing, all blessings are nothing. Literally, to the word, to the letters of the word and the meaning of the word, those blessings are nothing. Those blessings were nothing. They will not benefit a person in this life truly, or in the hereafter. They will be a means of retribution for him, and a calamity for him, and a wabal for him in the end, because he did not use them properly. But the one who knows the sunnah and the legal ways of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which he has allowed and permitted, and that which he has made impermissible sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then all the blessings and all the good from this life, he will use them in a good manner, and it will be a means of increase for him, and a means of increase for him. So then a believer, he will examine his situation. And on the other hand, if he found that he has some deficiency in that affair, then he will repent to Allah azza wa jalla, because he loves Allah. And he will know that he only follows the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking the love of Allah. So therefore he will be truthful with his self. He will be truthful with his self. So therefore a believer, he will prefer what Allah prefers. He will prefer what Allah commands. He will want what Allah wants from him, and he will leave off what his soul desires. And this is what is required. And this is where the test is. And this is the ibadah. This is ibadah, to prefer that which Allah has commanded, and to prefer that which Allah has legislated, and to want what Allah has ordered, and to leave off the call of the desires and the whims, and to fight that, and to repel that, and to repress that, to check that, and to keep it in line with the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is all from the love of Allah. This is all iman. This is all taqwa. This is all piety and righteousness. The one who is steadfast upon that, he's upon istiqamah. And the likes, these words like this, that he's upon the one who perfects that and masters that. He has traveled to the ranks of the deen up into the level of al-ihsan. And the one who observes this affair at all times. And in the love of Allah. And that love is firm and strong until the fact that he remembers Allah in all of his situations and circumstances. And then he abides by the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the one that has reached a high rank and the high status. And this is the one who will taste the sweetness of faith. Like this, the author, he says, وَلَهُمَا أَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. He said, and for them too, any meaning in Bukhari Muslim, that has come from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Some wordings of the text, وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. What does it say in your book, Abu Yusuf? وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Naam. There are three affairs. ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. There are three affairs, three issues, three traits, three characteristics that the one who has them, he will find by way of them. He will find by way of them. And these are means for him to find the sweetness of faith. For him to find the sweetness of faith. And يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. That Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be more beloved to him than everything else. Than everything else. That Allah and His Messenger will be more beloved to him than everything else. And yet than everything besides them. وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله. And that he loves a person and he does not love him except for the sake of Allah. Except for the sake of Allah. وَنْ يَكْرَحَ أَنْ يَعُودَ فِي الْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْقَذَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ. And that he dislikes to return to disbelief after Allah has saved him from that, just as he would dislike to be thrown or cast into the fire. Thrown or cast into the fire. So these are the three affairs here. The first one is with regards to the asl and the foundation. The asl and the foundation, and that is loving Allah and then loving His Messenger for the sake of Allah. This is the foundation. And based upon that, after that, one will love for the sake of Allah. Yani the people and that which Allah loves. So we see here, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ بِهِنَّ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. Three affairs that the one who has them, he possesses these characteristics and traits, then he will find the sweetness of faith. Then he will find the sweetness of faith. And the first one is that he loves Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everything else. His love for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is greater. Is greater. And this is determined and at times whenever the soul desires something or lusts something or has a delight for something or a craving for something and it commands him or calls him to perform something or to do something and the command of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is contrary. The one who passes this test by repressing the call of his soul and seeking refuge with Allah and showing preference to the command of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and leaves off his desires, this one is the one who has succeeded in this affair, and this is the place of test and trial. We understand that? Whenever there's a command of Allah azza wa jal or command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to obligations or prohibitions, and then there is in the same issue the command of the soul, the command of the whims and the desires and the lusts in one's own soul. His soul calls him to do this. Allah has made it impermissible. Allah has ordered him to do this, his soul is being lazy and lackadaisical, does not want to comply. Will a person force his soul to cooperate and to submit and to comply to the command of Allah Azza wa Jal? Or will he cast the command of Allah Azza wa Jal behind his back without concern and care and follow his desires? This is the point of test and trial for the strength of the love. The one who prefers the command of Allah, the one who follows the order of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this time, now he's showing preference to the love of Allah. And his love, the love of Allah in his heart, has overcome his desires. If not, then he, in reality, no matter what his tongue says, at this moment he has preferred the love of his desires and the call of his desires. And this is from a deficiency in the love of Allah in his heart, which in turn is a deficiency in his faith, which is in turn is a deficiency in his deen, which in turn is a deficiency in his taqwa, which in turn exposes him to the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. And now his shahada has become lighter in his scale. You understand that? His shahada become lighter in his scale. His tawheed is deficient. Because the foundation of tawheed is to love Allah. That's what this means. That's what comes whenever someone perverses his desires over the love of Allah. He's sacrificing his deen. He's sacrificing his shahada. He's putting his religion at danger. Like this. This is what this means. His faith, his iman, his Islam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Also, he can look at some woman. Or also, he can look talk to some woman. Or also, he can get some money in his pocket. Or also, that he can have yani this garment or this clothes or whatever the case may be. All that, the shahada, it goes for that. It goes for that. But, alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal, he's the most forgiving and merciful, so a believer, he can rectify that. And if he's given success by repenting and by seeking forgiveness and having remorse and feeling bad that he followed his desires and that he blatantly showed no care or concern for the command of Allah and that he perpetrated and violated the prohibition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he will feel bad and he will feel remorse and he will take a strong resolve in his heart that he will not do that again and he will repent to Allah, and that deen can be strong again and the taqwa can be upright again and the shahada can be heavy again and he can be safe from the anger of Allah again. So this is the way of a believer. He's going through life like this, fighting his soul, and the base of that is according to the love he has for Allah in his heart, the love he has for Allah in his heart. After the love of Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will love somebody. He does not love them except for the sake of Allah. His companions and the likes, he loves people for the sake of Allah, not for what they can do for him, not for how well he can use them or benefit from them, but what's in his heart for them from love, and what's in his heart for them from honor and respect is based upon the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the one who is more obedient, the one who is more steadfast, the one who what is apparent from him outwardly is more khair and goodness and the aspects of the deen, then one will love that person more. He will love him for that reason. He will love him for that reason. First a believer, he will love his brother and his brother Muslim. He will love him. And then as for from amongst the Muslims and those who are more apparent, those who it is more apparent from them that they are steadfast and that they are obedient to Allah and that they follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will love him more for that reason. Because the one who follows the sunnah, the one who's obedient to Allah, this is the one Allah loves more. If there's two Muslims, one of them is striving to be upright and the other one he's negligent and he commits sins outwardly, for example, but they're both Muslims, which one is more beloved to Allah? Al-mu'minu al-qawi khayrun wa habbu ila Allahi min al-mu'min al-da'if. The one who's strong in his deen, the one who's strong in his obedience, the one who is strong in his compliance to the command of Allah, he's more beloved and better. He's better and more beloved than the one who is weak. But all of them are good because they're believers, alhamdulillah. So therefore, Allah, he loves that one more. So will a believer will love what Allah loves more. So he will have more love in his heart for that person because of his obedience to Allah. If his love is truly for Allah. If his love is truly for Allah. So he loves for the sake of Allah. So those people who, what is apparent for them is that they're upright and good, then a believer, he will love them for the sake of Allah. Even if he never seen them or met them. Even if he never seen them or met them, but he heard about them. He heard about somebody that was upright on the other side of the world. He will love him for the sake of Allah. And the Salaf, they used to be like that. And they used to send the salam across the lands, and they would hear about somebody from Ahl Sunnah in the other lands, far from them, and they would send the salam to him. They would send the salam to him. Ayyub al-Sukhtiyani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in 131. He said, أَسْمَعُ بِمَوْتِ رَجُلٍ مِنْ أَحْلِ السُّنَّةِ فَكَأَنِّي أَفْقِدُ بَعْضَ عَضَائِي. He said that I would hear about the death of a person from the Sunnah in another land, somewhere far away, and it's as if I lost a part of my body. And because they love for the sake of Allah. And that man's over there on the other side of the world establishing the deen, calling to Tawheed. He's upon the obedience of Allah, wherever he's at, even if you never met him. Alhamdulillah, may Allah aid him. May Allah help him. May Allah give him success. لَا يُؤْمِنُ وَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. Now, one of you truly believes until you love for your brother what he loves for himself. All of this goes back to loving Allah. All of this goes back to loving Allah Azza wa Jal. So after that, this is the third affair, based upon the love of Allah and the love of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one who will love the people accordingly, according to that love, based upon that love. The love he has for the people in his heart, for the rest of mankind, it'll be based upon that. Based upon that. Whenever we say this love here, this is not the natural love. This is the love that's gained. The natural love he has for his mother and father, that's already preceded. This is not what we're talking about here. The natural love he has for his wife or his child, that's already there. He doesn't gain that. But the love that is gained and obtained, the love that increases and goes up and down, and the likes like this is the one that's being referred to here. And that he loves for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. As for the natural love that's created in himself from the fitrah that Allah created him with, then he's not held accountable for this one so long as it's checked in the legislation and it doesn't cause him to disobey Allah. So the loving for the sake of Allah, any person, he loves his mother. If she's a Muslimah, he loves her for the sake of Allah. If she's upon khayr and she prays five times a day and covers herself and teaches him, and he will love even more and even more for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even more for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. After this, the third affair, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also, in order to find the sweetness of faith, a believer, he has to dislike disbelief and detest it and hate it so much so that as if the same manner that he hates to be thrown in the fire. He has to hate disbelief and detest it, just as he would hate and detest to be thrown in the fire. To be thrown in the fire. If there is a fire, waliyadhu billah, who would like to be cast into the fire? Somebody made a big fire, like the people, Ashab al-Khudud. They were cast in a fire. They were cast into a fire. Why they're alive? A believer, before he finds the sweetness of faith, he would hate to disbelieve. He would hate to disbelieve in Allah, true disbelief, and disbelieve in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the same way he would hate to be cast in the fire. The same way that he would hate to be cast in the fire. So before he disbelieve, it's better for him to be thrown in a fire. In his heart, before he disbelieve, he preferred to be thrown in a fire. You understand that? Some people misunderstand this issue. They think that it's talking about al-ikrah, the issue of ikrah. If somebody says, oh, if you don't say you disbelieve, then they're going to do this and that to you. And they got a gun or something like that. Or they got a fire right there. If you don't do this and that, any from the actions of disbelief, we're going to put you in it. This is not the issue here. This at this time, it's allowed for a person to say statements of disbelief. وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنُّ بِالْإِيمَانِ. But his heart is tranquil with faith. He has faith. He just said it outwardly because he's forced out of coercion. That's not the issue here. The issue here is the reality of the heart. The issue here is the reality of the heart. We understand the difference? In his heart, he will rather be thrown in a fire than have iman taken from his heart. Then have iman taken from his heart, he has a choice. You can take iman from his heart and you can live in America, all good. Huh? Or he can be thrown in a fire. Somebody who will live in luxury and he will live in extravagance, but at the same time he will die upon disbelief. The price of that is to die upon disbelief. That's the point, huh? So somebody who will live in the land, he live in America, he will live the American dream, he's got money, he's got cars, he's got house, he's got bank, he's got paycheck, he's got family, he's got in the end. But in order to do that, he has to die upon disbelief that faith will be taken from his heart. A believer was, how would it, but I put me in a fire. I'd rather go into a fire than do that. I'd rather be burned alive than and die with faith. That's better than that for me. That I prefer that. You understand? And يكره أن يعود في الكفر بعد إذا قذفه الله منه كما يكره أن يقذف في النار. He disliked it just as he would dislike to be thrown in the fire. And he would never want that for himself. Also in that same hatred that he has, and that same detestfulness that he finds in his heart and dislike for that affair, he has the same to lose faith, to return to disbelief. And some of the people on Allah's mission, and this is referring to those who accepted Islam, but also those who were born Muslim, to go into disbelief. It's the same issue. So a believer, he must love faith and prefer that over everything. He must love faith and love Iman and prefer that over everything, and he would never want to lose faith. He would never want to lose his faith, his deen, his Islam, his Iman. He would never want to do that. Just like he would never want to be thrown in a fire. The one who has this feeling in his heart, what will happen to him? He will taste the sweetness of faith. He will taste the sweetness of faith. He has to bring all three of them. He'll taste the sweetness of faith. Faith, it has a sweetness. Al-Iman, it has a sweetness. You taste it on the tongue? La. Just as the food and the drink, you can taste the sweetness on the tongue, Iman and sincere faith, it has a sweetness in the heart. It's tasted with the heart. And the people of Iman, they know that. The people of faith, they know that. There's a sweetness of faith, and it's found in the heart. In the same way the tongue tastes the sweetness of food and drink, the heart likewise can taste the sweetness of faith, the sweetness of faith. It has a sweetness that a believer will find in his heart. And in order to have that, one must fulfill these rites here and these conditions here. Loving Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truly more than everything. And this is determined in compliance. Huh? In compliance. And loving others for the sake of Allah. Loving others for the sake of Allah, and according to that love, and then hating to ever lose faith, never detesting that. If that came to his mind, a'udhu billah, this is something that he would hate. Just like if somebody said, talked about throwing him into a fire, a'udhu billah, don't do that. A'udhu billah, I see reverence with Allah from that. The same feeling he has about losing his deen, about selling his religion, about losing his faith. A'udhu billah, he will have that same feeling in his heart. This is the one that will taste the sweetness of faith. There's some benefits, and we close with them, inshallah. And that is that just as the body, if it's healthy, it can taste the sweet honey, it can taste the sweets, the sugar, and the different flavors whenever the body is healthy. What happens if the body is sick? Sometimes if you get sick, what happens? And you eat some sweets. Can you taste it? Eat some. Sometimes the food, you can't taste it. Somebody gets sick and he loses his taste buds. He can't really taste the sweetness. If he gets real sick, what happens sometimes? The really good food tastes bad. The food that normally is very delicious might not even taste good. It can get rough with him like that. And he may Allah cure the sick Muslims. Likewise, the heart. If the heart is sound, if the heart is good, if the heart is healthy, then it will taste the sweetness of faith. If the heart is sick, then it will lose that sweetness, and it will lose that taste accordingly. And then even it can come to the extent, وَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, that it will not taste it. And it can come to this extent, وَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, that it will find a bitter taste. With the affairs of deen, prayer, fasting, seeking knowledge, it'll be like something bitter, and he would like hard for him and heavy, because the heart is sick, So we see here, and after this, the author, he says, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَا يَجِدُ أَحَدٌ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ حَتَّى إِلَى أَخِيرِ. And this one, it says, no one will find the sweetness of faith until. Yani, so this is the case. Yani, and just to clarify, no one will find the sweetness of faith until they have these affairs. I'm going to leave you with a supplication. Just a few words. If you hear it, you have to memorize it. Huh? Everybody's going to listen? If not, you're going to hold you accountable. It's in Jami'a Tirmidhi. It's a small portion of a supplication. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, As'aluka, yani Allahumma, in the end, and it's in the middle, so, but you can say, Allahumma, as'aluka, hubbak. O Allah, I ask you, as'aluka, hubbak. I ask you for your love. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk, and the love of those you love. Or the love of those who love you. It could be understood both ways. Wa hubba amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbik. And the love of an action or deeds that will draw me near to your love. Just how many words is that? Allahumma, one. As'aluka, there's really two there. We'll say it's one though, because it's all together. As'aluka hubbak. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. Wa hubba amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbik. You got it already? Let me hear it. As'aluka. Ameen. Ameen. MashaAllah. Allahumma barik. Anybody else who got it? Got it. No books. No. Min ra'sika la min karasatika. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. Oh Allah, I ask you for your love. This could have two understandings. I ask you for your love, hubbaka iyaya, that you love me. Also could mean hubbi iyaka. And that's what it means. Allahumma as'aluka hubbak. I ask that I love you. You can't love Allah unless He allows you. I ask for your love in my heart. And I ask, and it also has another meaning, or it could have another meaning, I ask for you to love me. We understand? As'aluka hubbak, it has two understandings. I ask you for your love. And for your love for me, and for your love in my heart for you. And both of them are required, or hoped for. So it's a very inclusive meaning. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ, and the love of those who love you. Yani, both ways likewise, that they will love me and that I will love them. So you ask Allah to love you and for you to have the love of Allah in your heart. And you ask for those who Allah loves to love you and for you to love those whom Allah loves. وَحُبَّ عَمَلٍ يُقَرِّبُنِي إِلَى حُبِّكَ, and love of an action that will bring me close to your love. That will bring me close to your love. This is a very, very, very beneficial supplication to say in the last parts of night, especially in sujood or in the obligatory prayer or between the adhan and the iqamah or any time in life, alhamdulillah. But I believe we take advantage of that. After this, we see that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he has mentioned that there are 10 reasons or 10 means for the love of Allah to enter the heart of a slave. 10 things a person can do to cultivate the love of Allah in his heart. The love of Allah in his heart. You understand that? Not the love of Allah for you, but for you to have the love of Allah in your heart. How can they get there? Because that's the first affair, right? That you love Allah and His Messenger more than everything else. So how does that love for Allah get in your heart? Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned 10 affairs. We'll take them in the next class, inshaAllah. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.